with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. A huge day in American history. Vice President Kamala Harris will seek the Democratic nomination to replace President Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In her first public statement since Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 race, the vice president said she is honored to have the president's endorsement, and her intention is to earn and win this nomination. Harris described Biden's decision as a selfless and patriotic act, putting the American people and the country above everything else, she said. Former President Clinton also endorsed Harris. However, former President Obama did not. He said Democrats will be creating a process from which an outstanding nominee emerges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump says if he wins in November, he will undo all of the bad policies of President Biden's administration.
The Trump-Vance administration will begin rapidly reversing every single Biden-Harris disaster starting on day one. And when you vote for Biden, you're probably voting indirectly for Harris anyway, whether you like it.
Well, the Secret Service is now acknowledging it did deny some requests by the Trump campaign for more security. After last week's attack, the agency initially denied reports it had turned back Trump campaign requests for the tighter security. But late last night, the Secret Service chief spokesman admits some of the requests had indeed been denied. Wildfire near Salt Lake City forcing hundreds of people to evacuate. The blaze in Ensign Park remains uncontained. More than 100 firefighters continue working to protect nearby homes. This is SRN News. A congressional Democrat going after two Supreme Court justices.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has filed impeachment articles against Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito. They are two of the more conservative members of the court and helped to reverse Roe v. Wade. The congresswoman claims the two justices are, quote, prone to corruption and must be removed. However, her impeachment effort has zero chance of being approved by the House of Representatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The judge's ruling will keep abortion question on the South Dakota ballot in November. Judge dismissed a suit filed by a pro-life group seeking to have it removed. The state is slated to be one of at least six that will call on residents in the election if they want to, quote, enshrine abortion within that state's constitution. This is SRN News. Getting tough on timeshares, United States imposing sanctions on three Mexican accountants and four firms allegedly linked to timeshare fraud ring run by the Jalisco New Generation drug cartel. Here's Jeremy House.
In addition, Treasury and the FBI have issued a notice to banks with a reminder to be vigilant in detecting and reporting timeshare fraud perpetrated by Mexico-based transnational criminal organizations. Timeshare fraud targeting Americans results in tens of millions of dollars in losses annually. In 2022, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center received over 600 complaints with losses of roughly $39.6 million from victims contacted by scammers regarding timeshares owned in Mexico. Jeremy House reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.